Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Question for you guys. And Texnado, if you've not heard the story, this is bizarre. Now, I'm not going to get too in-depth in this simply because it gets political. It gets, it really gets into an area that I know nothing about, to be honest. But you guys are, let's see, Spadil, you are 34?
I am.
34. Carson, you are 37?
38.
38. Man, oh man, I was close. Did you guys, the answer is going to be no, but I'll ask. Did you guys ever have a pager?
No.
My mom did, though. Right? I remember my mom having a pager.
But you know what a pager is?
Yes. Okay. I remember people having them. I just was too young to own one.
I'm just trying to size it up for the audience, okay? Because I don't know if everybody listening to our program even knows what a pager is.
I think if you're born after 2000, you definitely don't know what one is.
It was a device that was used before the cell phone. Everybody had one. And basically, you would get a text or a message on your pager that would give you a number to call. And you would call back that person to find out what information they were trying to get to you, right? Yep. You were being paged, and you wore this on your belt or in a purse. Somehow you put it on you.
Anywhere that was on you,
right?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, I don't know who's responsible for this, but 3,000 pagers in the Middle East exploded on people that were attached to an organization, I think, called Hezbollah?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah,
Hezbollah.
Apparently, they all exploded at the exact same time.
Yeah. Somebody sent a signal to 3,000 pagers that literally exploded like a bomb on these individuals, okay? And they were associated with this Hezbollah, which is a terrorist organization, right?
Yes, and their like leaders had been telling all the people who are involved in them not to use cell phones. Don't use iPhones, don't use droids, because they're trackable. CIA, all that stuff can like find out what you're talking about.
Right.
We need to use pagers.
Yeah, and they're at war, doing all this stuff in the Middle East, right? But the bottom line is this, they could actually send a signal to these pagers to make them explode. And from what I understand, it's a very nasty explosion. I mean, it causes damage, real damage to people, because what happened was that they sent the message. Well, when you get a message, they sent a message first, the actual phone number to call or whatever. They sent that first. So everybody that had one looked down.
Is looking down at the pager.
Or took their hand and grabbed it.
Because it's vibrating.
To pull it up to their face. And then the explosion.
I guess I just didn't realize that pagers, I mean, at technology, anything explodes, but I didn't realize that a pager
could
actually do that.
Nobody did.
It was mid-afternoon when the pagers went off, apparently simultaneously in at least three cities across Lebanon. Hezbollah fighters had no warning. Social media shows the devices going off while they were in shops, driving, even walking down the street. Ambulances rushed hundreds of victims to hospitals. The pagers may be small, but the blasts were powerful enough to shred faces, tear off fingers, and injure torso.
Holy cow! Man, oh man!
That's crazy.
Over 3,000 of these devices, so the signal was sent that they exploded. That is crazy story. Who would have thought?
I didn't even think pagers existed at all.
Anymore. Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know that people made them.
That was the first thing I was around. Like, they still manufacture these things?
Yeah.
I love the pager, though. That was very cool technology at the time it was, you know? Because you could be anywhere, get paged, go find a phone somewhere. Nobody had a phone. So you had to go find a phone, make a phone call. Hey, yeah, what'd you want? You know? The pager was great. It was cutting edge. Little did I know that the phone would come along one day. But man, that pager, it was great. It was sneaky,
like,
too.
It seems like it's just a lot of anxiety, too, with having a pager on you constantly.
Right.
And it's like beeping,
right.
And then you got to call someone back. It's a lot of work.
It was great, especially if you had a bookie that you could place a bet. You know, on a Sunday afternoon, you paid your bookie.
And
got to get this in, man.
Pager back.
That pager was it was a lifesaver back in the day. I love my pager. Still
different
wish we
era,
had
man.
It. Yeah,
different era.
Because it's incognito, man. You can't track it. You know, like with my cell phone, that my wife knows exactly everywhere I am. She knows I'm sitting here in the studio and pinpoint accuracy.
And everyone that you talk to, everyone that you text, it's all right there.
They can't get like a pager record of anything?
No. It was sneaky. I like sneaky. Sneaky is the way I like to live.
Let's see if we can get you one.
Yeah, I wish we'd never come up with this iPhone thing. We should have stuck with the pager forever, man.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.